30-year-old Nyakwat Charnyang says she and 9 other women went to harvest crops from their farms in Pongonkwe village in Duk County when gunmen abducted them on Saturday. Charnyang, who was shot in the leg, says the abductors threatened to kill the women if they refused to go with the men and become their wives.
The gunman came and pointed the gun at us. They forced us to go with them and become their wives. One woman resisted and she was stabbed several times with the knife on the AK-47. We ran with them to the bush. I later tried to escape, but they shot me in my legs.
Charnyang says the gunman beat the women who resisted and they were forced to move along with the group. Acting Duk County Commissioner Elijah Monyok says local youth and security personnel pursued the abductors and rescued all 10 women on Monday.
The two women have been injured. One woman, her leg has been broken, and the one has been injured in her stomach. And now they are in the hospital. They're taking treatment now.
Activist Bol Deng Bol with the Boer-based advocacy group Interfit South Sudan says women, especially in Jonglei, are at risk of sexual abuse and physical violence due to recurring cattle raids and intercommunal conflict in the region. Bol urged state lawmakers to do more to protect women from harassment and abuse.
I strongly condemn this act, especially against women, against vulnerable women, who had nothing against anybody. This area is very hungry prone, very hunger, prone, and people are trying to grapple around to see what they can eat, what they can feed their family. In this situation, humanitarian access is very limited in this very harsh environment. And so we condemn this in the strongest terms possible, and also ask the government, the Jonglei state government and the government of the Republic of South Sudan, to look into this, take this seriously and do something about it, other than sitting down and do nothing about it while these things go on and criminals take advantage of this. It's really very bad.
Bol says state officials should set up increased security in every corner of the state so that women and other citizens can move freely when looking for means of survival. Jonglei State Acting Secretary General Duom Kuala Ger says state officials held a meeting this week in Boer to discuss how to reduce insecurity in Duk Town and surrounding areas.
We are just conducting security meeting now. Because of these issues, community issues, how they should be handled, how violence should be prevented. So this is Wednesday. It's a day allotted for security meeting. To see what happened in Duk, we are going to discuss it now. And then also other issues arising within Boer Town and surrounding areas.
The Jonglei State Police spokesperson John Mawut says police have recorded several incidents of attacks on women this week. He says the police department often tries to rescue matters but are challenged by some obstacles.
Challenges are more because there is no road to pursue them. Roads are not there, and all the bushes are sown in bushes. The police could not move inside the bush while it is sown.
According to a report in June 2020 by the Office of the Special Representative of the UN Secretary General on Sexual Violence in Conflict, South Sudan has endured protracted conflict and instability, during which crimes of conflict-related sexual violence have reached appalling levels of brutality, often committed with marked political and ethnic undertones. I am Deng Gaideng, Boer, South Sudan.